A lot of madness in the world, I know. But the good news is, madness isn't all there is in the world. There is still some love, too. So let's take a look at love. What is it? How would you define or describe love? Let's start with definition first. How would you define love? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's keep it simple. Whichever you prefer, whether you want to define or describe love, how would you define it or describe it? Love. Okay, I'm listening to you. All right, fair question. Think about love in maybe the first and in two ways, two contexts, two of your choice. You can think of love in the context of love, that intimate love between husband and wife. You can think about it in the context of, let's just say, family love, whether it's husband and wife, parent and children, family love. Then let's think about love in the context of, yeah, you could say husband and wife, since that is very different from the general family love. You could think about love in the context of love for our fellow man. Now, I'm not defining or describing. I'm just giving you some context to think about. We could think about love in the context of any of those three. And I've given you some ideas. So take those and just brainstorm. Just run with it. And then choose the two contexts of your choice. Don't necessarily try to think of every context that we could put love in. Just the two of your choice, the top two of your choice. And then say how you would define and or describe love. Okay, now, that's it. Let's take a look at definitions of love. And rather than just guess at this point, just so that we can all be on the same page, let me share with you some of the definitions of love from Webster's. All right. In this way, you know, we kind of simplify it. We get it to the point where we can go ahead and just say, okay, I can agree to those definitions because those are dictionary definitions. And so we're not dealing with a whole lot of subjectivity here. We're all being objective. We're saying, okay, we'll turn to a source considered reliable, and we will all go with their definition. That source's, that reliable source's definition of love. All right. And of course, to thicken the plot, we need to keep in mind that for many words, there are numerous definitions. And man, when I tell you that love is one of those words with numerous definitions, I mean, it is one of those words with numerous definitions. Check this out. Looking at the same page that the page in the dictionary that love is defined on, let me give you some numbers. I'm going to give you some words that are also included on that page and just give you the number of definitions. The word lousy. I mean, it has roughly six definitions. Not bad, right? One word with roughly six definitions. Louse. What is a louse? It's really, I know some of you thinking, okay, he just gave us the word lousy, and we know pretty much what lousy means. So a louse must be a person who's lousy. First and foremost, though, ladies and gentlemen, a louse is any small wingless insect of the order Anoplura. So the word louse has roughly six major definitions. So I'm telling you now, I'm giving you these two words, each of them having roughly six definitions. Check this out. The word love has roughly 20 28 definitions. 28. Now, some of this has to do with phrases that include the word love, like make love or no love lost, for the love of, in love. So once we start throwing in those phrases, that does increase it. If we look at just love alone, when you're looking at it from, say, a noun, as a noun, then it's going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 13, 14 definitions. Of course, remember, grammar is something else, isn't it? When you have the word love, you can use it as a noun, but you can also use it as a verb. And so when you use the word love as a verb, you have more than 14 definitions for just the word love itself. And then, as I mentioned, you throw in the phrases that include the word love, then it increases even more. Let's look at just the noun love for now. How would you define that? How did you define it? Okay, how about this one? And again, this is from Webster's: a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. A profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. Here's another definition: a feeling of warm personal attachment or deep affection, as for a parent, a child, or a friend. Love is also defined thirdly as sexual passion or desire. That's one of the definitions that a lot of people have, you know, had some problems with. And I think that really and truly, because a lot of people would say, well, that's not love, that's lust, when they just want to have sex with the person. Would you say that maybe, and this is just food for thought, maybe it is love if the sexual desire is being directed towards a spouse for whom you have great affection? And that maybe is lust when there's no marriage involved. Because think about this. Even if marriage is not involved, love can still be involved. I mean, teenagers who are single and are dating each other can genuinely love each other. I'm not saying they do, I'm not saying they don't, but I am saying they can. And I know some of you grown folks are saying, what do teenagers know about love? I hear you loud and clear. I do. But my counter question would be, in light of the fact that roughly 50% of marriages end in divorce, and almost all of the marriages are by people who are adults, I could ask the question, what do adults know about love? I'm not saying that there are no adults who love. And because I understand that even though marriages are often made a mess of, that doesn't mean that there are no adults who truly love. By the same token, just because not all teenagers who date stay together for life, that doesn't mean that none of them love. And I mean love the way a persons would love if they were moving towards marriage. So we can't just assume that it is pure lust. In other words, that there's no love involved just because they're not married. Very often, there is no love involved even when the couple is married. Or love is only part of the equation because one spouse loves and the other spouse does not love. So if the spouse who does not love their marriage partner, but they're interested in having sex with their marriage partner, what would that sexual desire, how would you label that sexual desire? Would you say that that's love or lust? Since they don't love their spouse, but they do want to have sex with the spouse whom they do not love. Well, how would you label their sexual desire? The sexual desire they have for their spouse whom they do not love. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even suggesting that it is okay for people who are not married to have sexual intercourse with each other. Mm-mm. Sexual desire is going to be there, period. We're all going to experience sexual desire, and sexual desire isn't going to wait until we are all married before it pops up. Even if we don't follow through on the desire is going to be there. That is part of developing and getting us ready to be married and start having babies. And that's not the only reason for having sex. It is about the pleasure, maybe first and foremost, but it's also about producing more humans. For cows, it's about producing more cows, the sexual desire. For lions, it's about producing more lions. But you see how, and this is my point, how tricky things can get when it comes to relationships. And we're just talking about just these two. We haven't even talked about human relations when it comes to the racist equation, whether racist outside of or within any given race. The social class resentments. Yeah. Let's talk about this some more. I'll be right back.